check, check, check. All right. That didn't sound right.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Mega Colors. The Mega Colors.
What up, Steve?
Doing good. It's MegaCast time.
It is MegaCast time.
Feels good. It's always nice to be in a room with you there, Ted.
Yeah, man. I feel like I'm really loud.
You know what?
Am I?
I hate the studio, man.
I know. We kind of had to rush today.
Freaking nerds, too. Taking up our other studio, so we're stuck in this crap Hot 103.7 studio that just doesn't seem like it's ever been fixed properly.
You know, honestly, because of podcast, I legit have a beef with nerds now.
Yeah, yeah, it's the Geek Nation people, man.
Yeah, they're in there. They're in there all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not happy with them.
No,
I'm very disappointed in them.
This is us pissed.
Disappointed in their leaders. Disappointed in their listeners.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in them as a whole.
Absolutely. This is how wars start, man.
It is,
and we're ready to go full throttle.
Well, I know the MegaCast before it's had dust ups with other podcasts. Maybe yeah. The MegaCast we just blatantly take on the nerds. All right, Geek Nation, you want some? Come get some.
That's right. You want some?
Come get some.
Right? There's no fake wrestling here.
No, our punches are real.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. We don't stomp no pads.
No, not at all. I've been watching wrestling again, Steve.
That means you're smoking a lot of weed again, huh?
Maybe. You notice some power-chugging coffee. So I think it was last week I was saying the Dudleys were back or whatever.
Yes.
I think the New Day I've come around on.
Everybody has that moment when they finally realize that the New Day are entertaining.
That my favorite thing is just Booty.
Yeah.
Big
E's the guy.
I didn't even know that was an insult, but now I kind of want to say stuff like that. Like, oh man, this burger is Booty.
My favorite with the New Day, and it's a wrestling faction in the WWE, it's Xavier Woods, it's Kofi Kingston, and it's Big E, or Big E Langston from back in the day. When Big E does that hip thrust, Ravishing Rick Rude thing,
yeah,
it gets me every time, because he's got like this really creepy look on his face.
Yeah.
Like he looks like he's like the son of a preacher that has just gone down Perv Road.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff I don't even get, but I just like it now.
Oh, just because it's the way he delivers it. Yeah, those guys took a crap idea and made it into something awesome.
Yeah, 100%.
I still think New Day Northwest needs to get them on.
They do. It should be a whole thing there.
New Day meets New Day.
Yeah, 100%.
And we should be on there too.
Yeah.
It's been a while since the MegaCast has been on the New Day Northwest.
It has. I noticed the Barbershop was on there.
I was thinking that too. Barbershop, but also Moot and T Holla, they're on there, and they do the weekend thing. We're on a Wednesday.
Dude, not only was the Barbershop on there, our boy Shawty Mack I saw was doing the Barbershop.
What?
Or like doing a podcast with him.
What was he doing there?
I don't know. I saw, isn't Trufant part of the Barbershop?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like him talking to Trufant.
They go floating?
Look, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know why I was going to go, they go floating?
That's our thing. We're the floaters.
Hey, before we do the push-ups, why don't we get right to this? Because we did get a couple of emails about floating.
All right.
Or should we get the brain functioning?
Let's get the brain functioning, right,
so
Steve.
We do this every week. I think you know this by now. I'm sure the Barbershop's going to do it too. Let's just call out every show. We're calling. Everybody's on notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how the MegaCast does this. We're at war with all of y'all.
Everybody's on notice.
All right.
It's going to be weird when we get an email about this. Like, hey, are you guys talking trash on us? Like, not, man, not really.
Right. I'll get a tweet from either like Terry or probably Terry's a good dude.
Yeah, right. They seem like a good dude.
Nice. It'd be fun to have them on the MegaCast one of these times.
Nice.
But they'll be like, hey, so did you guys put us on notice? Like, oh, it's going to take more than 140 characters to explain why.
just know this, T. The other T's putting you on notice.
That's right. There can only be one T in Seattle, and that's the Ted Smith.
Boom.
All right. Let's get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning.
Since Halloween is this weekend.
Oh, it is.
It is.
I don't know why I said that like I didn't know that. Oh, it is? No way.
Dude, I like to catch myself sometimes doing that during BJ and Migs, where BJ will share a story. I'm like, so then what happened? And I'm like, God, that just sounded so... Everybody who listens knows that I'm the one that's putting the stories in front of him. Right. Like, stop acting like you don't know, Steve. You know.
Dude, it's harder to fake that stuff, I think it is, than to do it for real.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like I catch myself doing that all the time. And then what happened, BJ?
Tell me.
Why don't I just say, oh, and then this is what happened. I mean, that would work just as fine.
Yeah, just cut his stories off halfway through.
BJ, you're on notice, too. For no reason other than the fact that I'm screwing up and you're there.
Thanks for starting the story, BJ. Now let me finish it.
I've got things to say. We've got push-ups to do. Since Halloween is this weekend, Ted.
Yes, it is.
Let's get some push-ups to typo negative.
All right. That'll be kind of spooky.
It's haunting.
Like the cello.
It's dirty sounding.
All right, Ziggy.
Booty. All right, let's get to it, everybody. Hopefully it picks up.
Here we go. All right, let's go, everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now it's all Halloween.
10.
The moon is full.
I don't know, Steve. It didn't pick up.
Not a good choice.
Sorry to think this song is booty.
I bet you will.
But I gotta be honest, I know nothing about typo thing.
Here we go.
Oh, alright.
May he rest in peace, Pete Steele, the front man. But way back in the day, he posed for Playgirl. And he thought, well, this is going to help our career as a band. You know, it's are you okay over there, Ted?
Oh, yeah. I just was going to take a big breath. I didn't want to do it on mic.
You look like you were struggling. I'm like, is Ted going to make it through this first segment?
I just was like...
All these people were putting on notice. It takes a lot out of us.
No kidding, right? You put dudes on notice, you get tired.
It does, man. It's a lot of cardio to put all these guys on notice.
Yeah, we clearly haven't been doing push-ups.
Well, anyways, Pete Steele, he posed for Playgirl, thought, oh, this is going to bring all these chicks to our band. It's going to make our band really popular. No, it worked quite the opposite. All of a sudden, a lot of gay dudes started showing up to their shows because he became like their icon.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always heard about Playgirl.
Right.
That basically, it was just dudes reading it.
And he's like, oh, I guess I thought that out wrong.
I mean, it's like women. They're never asking for D-picks. I mean, once in a while.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
Those are the keepers.
Yeah. For the most part, like, women aren't. It's not like us running around trying to look at naked women every time we can.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, did you. Well, man, you know, I hear the girls, they like to share the D-picks with each other. But I don't think it's because it's like, hey, like how we are like, hey, check out how hot this girl is. It's more like, hey, look at this guy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying. The last time I sent one. I sent it to a girl while she was at work, and it's clearly like,
oh boy!
Like I know as soon as she asked for it, it's like, well, her friends are gonna know where I stand in life now.
Right? Yeah, that's. I give you credit, man. I would always try and in my days, it would be like, hey, it's time to send it during the off hours, where I'm hoping in my world she's at home by herself, maybe in the bathtub, you know, some candles going, and she's just anticipating that pic.
Huh? See, I took it the other way. Like, man, she's so excited about the D, she needs to show her friends at work.
Ted Talks, starring BTEC Smith.
We cover both ends.
Yeah. Today's Ted Talk is about friendship. Why friendship? Friendship, like all relationships, involves some work and some maintaining. Now, obviously, a friend, you know, your buddy, it's not like a relationship with a woman or a romantic relationship where you got to stay in tune, but you know... Even if you, I don't know, maybe you got married and you don't go out as much. Maybe you got a girlfriend, you don't go out. Maybe you just don't go out as much and you don't see those guys. But like, you know, every once in a while, shoot a text.
Yeah.
You know, just let them know you're still buddies and whatnot. And I mean, I have plenty of friends I don't talk to all the time, but every once in a while, just shoot them a text, let them know what's up. And, you know, just keep the, keep it going and keep it as a two-way street too. You got your buddy you haven't called in a while, like just give him a ring. Say
right,
what's up.
Don't wait for them to call you sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I think I don't know about you, but it's always like a great thing that people bring up about like, you know, your true friends, you can go years without seeing, talking to, and when you see each other, it's almost like you never missed a beat.
Yeah, 100%.
But that doesn't mean we should let it go that long, you know?
Like, no, I think that. Yeah. And everybody gets busy. Mm-hmm. Families are just getting older. Like, I mean, people get busy.
Yeah. Because I have a lot of guys from college that I'm just like, I see, you know, and Facebook is such a bitch about that because it's like, I almost don't even need to talk to them because I'm very aware of what's going on in their world based on their posts. So instead of being like, hey, how are you doing? It's like, I already know how they're doing. I don't need to ask them, but I probably should because it's like, you know, they don't know that I know I'm paying attention to their stuff.
It's also weird, too, is there's some people like from high school and stuff that I mean, there's no way I would really be in contact with those people. But yet you see them doing stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And while that obviously lets you know some of what they're doing, that's just a, I want to say veneer, but, you know, just kind of a shell of what they're actually doing.
Sometimes a very unfair shell, too.
Oh, 100%.
I have a lot of friends that I think, I'm like, why am I friends with this person because of their Facebook posts? I'm like, they just sound like complete awful douchebags. And then when you talk to them, you're like, oh, no, they're actually still decent. It's just those inner thoughts. They put it on Facebook.
Yeah, or for me, sometimes it'll be like I'll know people where it's like, hey, like things are not going well. But then you look at like their Facebook and like everything's happy, joy, and it's like,
right.
All right.
We're not getting the real person. Facebook, you're also on notice.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I just almost cussed there. You're on notice, Facebook.
We talked about floating. And
you know who else I'm going to put on notice, Steve, while we're doing this?
Yeah, I like this.
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck's on notice?
Joe Buck's on notice, dude.
What did he do? Look,
he sucks.
I agree, but what was the why today is he on notice?
All right, I'm going to talk about this.
I don't disagree that he sucks.
I'm going to talk about this later on the Mentioned or TV Time.
Okay, well, let's give people a little bit of a tease.
All right. Did you watch any of the World Series game last night?
I did, yes.
All right. So it gets down to like the 11th or 12th inning.
Which is right around when I fell asleep. I was
all
like,
right.
Yeah.
So you probably didn't hear this great comment, but there's like two guys on base, a guy at bat, and Joe Buck goes, this is when baseball's at its best. A guy on the mound with the ball in his hand and a guy at the plate with a bat in his hand. Like, isn't that all baseball is?
That's spring training, too.
Right. I mean,
that could be baseball at its worst.
But he said it like it was so profound. This is baseball at its best. Like, no, it's not. And then Fox, what are you doing to me? As if I don't dislike Joe Buck enough. And then they put A-Rod on there. A-Rod, I hate A-Rod. I think most people hate. Like, you don't meet Joe Buck fans. You don't meet A-Rod fans.
I never see anybody on Twitter talking about how awesome Joe Buck is.
Never. I mean, even people that like the Yankees go, I love the Yankees. A-Rod's a douche.
Right. And when people bitch about Joe Buck, I never see anybody coming to his defense.
I'm dead. So even old people, right? Like, you know, like I expect maybe my father or somebody, like, I'm dead. Now I'm on a mission to find a Joe Buck fan. And why does Fox employ him?
And why do they let him just bounce around from sport to sport? He's doing football. He's doing baseball.
I mean, I understand how radio and TV work. So when you hate it, sometimes it's just as well. But literally last night, as soon as that game ended and they're going to go back to A-Rod, I turned it off. I was like, I hate these people.
But when certain public figures are hated, there's different kinds of hate. Like there's a Stephen A. Smith kind of hate where you hate the guy, but he's still entertaining and he's bringing up points that maybe you don't agree with, but he's got something to say. He's, you know what I mean?
Well, like, that's for sure.
Right. I'm not a Stephen A. Smith fan, but I don't hate him like some people do, but I understand why people hate him. Joe Buck is hated not because of his opinions. He's hated because he just sucks.
Yeah.
It's not like even about like, I don't like Joe Buck's opinions. He's not doing anything that requires an opinion. He's doing play-by-play. He just sucks at it.
Yeah, exactly. It does nothing for me.
Like, I can understand that the bottom of the ninth, home run, ties the game. Guy who never gives up home runs, like, since preseason, he hasn't given up a home run as a reliever. And I could see him at that point going, this is when baseball is at its best. Because there's, like, intensity. There's, like, a level of, like, you just,
thought he was going to say. He goes, right. This is what baseball is at its best. And in my head, I go, he's right. Extra innings. Pitching moves,
right.
Who do you walk, this and that. There were so many intricate pieces going on.
The crowd is like living and dying off of every single pitch. There's something beautiful about baseball in the World Series.
Right, and he fires off a guy with a ball in his hand on the mound and a guy at the plate with a bat. Like, all right, dude. What do you go, man versus man?
Right, batter versus pitcher. That's what you get in the World Series. Mm. I'm Joe Buck.
On notice, Joe Buck.
I am with you on that one.
All right.
So we've got a lot of people on notice. This is the On Notice Megacast. When we get back, we'll talk a little bit about floating. Got some other stuff as well. Some guy making news because of how bad he is at dancing.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's not one of us. Well, it's not me. You're a fine dancer. It's definitely not me this time.
You're a good dancer.
Thanks, Ted. Yeah, I appreciate it. At least I'm not on notice for my dancing.
Not at all.
All right, the Megacast. We'll be back.
I'm sorry, but this song sucks. Justin Bieber. The Megacast will be back.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Another World Series, and another year your team doesn't make it. And you think maybe it's a good time to spend more time with your wife. But she hasn't seen you all season.
Oh, I was gonna watch Real Housewives.
Spending time with your wife isn't for everyone. Talk to your doctor before trying to spend time with your wife. Side effects of spending more time with your wife could include doing errands.
Could you pick up the dry cleaning?
Going shopping for things you don't care about.
Look, a pinecone wreath.
Eating someplace that's not your choice.
Hey, let's go to Kale Garden.
Some who attempt to spend time with their wives will learn their wives don't want them in the house at all.
Weren't you going to go through your albums in the garage?
But if you plan on leaving the house, she'll want to know where you're going and when you'll be back. Consider to watch the World Series anyway and pretend to be interested in one of the teams you could care less about. This has been a public service of Major League Baseball.
Hello. Hey, Adele. Can you cheer the f*** up? Bitch, bitch, bitch. That's all you do. Enough already. The Megacast is back.
Hello.
Wow.
It's me.
Wow.
I was wondering.
Grace is putting a lot of people on notice.
I had no idea Grace was going to be like this today, even if that. It's like we're in a bad mood, but everybody's getting put on notice.
Justin Bieber's on notice, according to Grace.
Hello from the
outside. That's what she's saying. All you do is bitch, bitch, bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch.
And I can see that I'm trying.
People are going nuts about this song right now.
See that on the internet, Steve. I hadn't heard it. This is the first time I heard it.
I'll be honest, like, I grabbed the song because I'm like, I still haven't heard this Adele song that people are going nuts about. I'm like, oh, I'll just use it for one of our little bumps.
Yeah, Adele, I'd have to wonder if she's like Ben was reading me this, Ben the Psycho Muppet was reading me this article from Maynard from Tool.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody asked him about like Tool fans taking stuff like super
way too serious. Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know, man, like their lyrics, like chill out. Like, you know, sometimes it's just what I write.
And I always love his connection. He's like, look, why isn't anyone catching the humor behind this band? I have one band that's about female body parts called Pussifer. And then I have this band that's about the male body part and it's Tool.
I never knew that either.
Until I read the interview, same interview that Ben's probably telling you about, I was just like, I never really put the connection together. That, yeah.
So it's a perfect circle, one meeting the other?
Or it's the universal entry place that I'm not a fan of on either end.
Okay.
All right. You know what else is on notice? Butt play.
Butt play.
You're on notice.
On notice, butt play.
You, Bieber, Adele, Joe Buck, Geek Nation, and the barbershop.
On notice. I mean, you know what? I didn't think it would go there, but we put butt play on notice. Everybody's always talking about you. You're like this taboo thing. You know what? Everybody's not into you.
You're on notice, butt play. Don't you forget it.
Yeah. It's something, you know, like, yeah, I don't want to say anything, but I'm clinching. You know what I'm saying.
I know what's up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to get freaky? Not
no,
like that.
I don't. And trust me, you don't either.
Yeah. Well, some people might.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that. Never mind.
Hey, I'm fine with putting butt play on notice.
Yeah, butt play is fully on notice. It's been on notice since I've ever even knew about butt play. Just like Joe Buck. I've hated it since day one.
Yep. You know what? This cast is for the kids.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Play this one for your kids. Yeah. And have fun explaining this conversation. Yeah. They're saying but, like, as in like a, like, like a comma, but then you go play.
Play.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Good work, Dad.
So Adele.
Transition this one back, Steve.
Everybody's all talking about, because the song, I guess, is about like calling up an ex and having a conversation, I think.
All right.
That just seems like a terrible premise.
Plus, generally, it's not going to work out well.
No.
You know what? I can only speak from my personal experience. Mm-hmm. But one thing that has been very hard, I don't know why I'm laughing, has been very hard for me to learn over the years is that, obviously, you know, with me and you and our friendship, most of my, with exes, with a lot of different people sometimes, like, you may have the urge to call them and stuff.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Like, if they're not changing at all, like, the conversation's not going to be any different. And they're not going to want to have that conversation you want to have. Because then they would have to kind of admit maybe some of the things they might have done wrong, too, and have to deal with all that stuff on their personal side.
Why do you want to deal with that? Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, that because for years, I held on to that with one ex. And it was like, man, I wish we could just have this conversation. And then it's just like, finally, I just went, you know, like, that's never going to happen.
And what good would come of it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no one's changing that much. As much as we like to hope and you like to think people can change, and they can change to a degree, but they're still that same person.
Sure.
And the things that made you not want to be with that person, I don't think they can change that to the point where you would be happy with that person. You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Right.
Yeah, they might change certain things. They might not get as mad about certain things as they used to, but the big issues, I don't think, ever really change to where it would be worth even having any kind of communication with them again.
Right. And then if they are going to make those massive changes, I mean, you're talking about years of working on self and everything.
Right. I don't know if Adele's been putting in that work.
I don't either.
Right. And all she wants to do is call people up with her flip phone. Like, yeah.
And this is a one-way conversation. We don't know what the dude's saying. Right. Adele could have been at fault. Have we talked about that?
I mean, you know, after a while, when somebody, like they say, you know, if you keep saying everybody else is the a-hole, eventually you got to realize maybe you're the a-hole. Maybe Adele, you, and hey, Taylor Swift, we got our eyes on you as well.
Put her on notice, Steve.
Right, Taylor, T-Swift, Tay-Tay, on notice.
On notice. Well, I mean, look, I did it in my own life, you know. After a while, like, I tell everybody this, you know, like, we're doing those retreats and stuff, and everybody mm-hmm. goes, well, what are you searching for? And it's like, well, every girl I dated can't be quote-unquote crazy. Like, I'm the only constant in these relationships. So it's like, I got to figure out what's going on with me that I kept picking, like, basically the same kind of girls.
And you know what? I think they are crazy. I ain't going to lie. Because I think you and I have had those, like, granted, I didn't go on the retreats to figure this out, but I had a revelation in my world where same thing. It's like, why are every girl giving me the same headaches about the same things? It's like, oh, because I'm attracting towards that person.
Yeah.
I got to stop it. You know, so it's not about like, those people are crazy, but it's about what do you got to do to find inside of yourself to be like, I got to shift that paradigm. You know what I mean? Like, I got to change what I'm finding to be attractive. And that's kind of, now I'm married to a woman who has nothing like those women.
Yeah.
You know, sure, she'll upset me no different than anybody would. I mean, I'm sure.
Right, but that's life.
Yeah. There's at least once a day that I upset her, and it's usually me just being a loud eater or a farter.
I was going to say at breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. Or last night, she tells me, you know, you're really loud when you floss, too. I'm like, is there anything I can do when it comes to my mouth that will not upset you?
When you floss?
Yeah, I guess I'm a loud flosser. I don't know what I do.
Are you talking to yourself in there? Get out of there, chicken.
Let's go. Come on.
Broccoli.
You're going to be free in 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. No, I think it's just, I don't know what it is that makes me loud.
What it is that makes you loud, Steve, is you're doing all this at like, what, 2:30 in the morning. So basically, you're screwed.
Yeah.
I mean, I doubt you're a loud flosser.
I don't think I am.
It's just, right. She's just a normal person sleeping at 2, 3 in the morning.
Sometimes at 9 at night.
Oh, no kidding.
She said it last night.
She said you're a loud flosser.
I'll record my flossing. I'll put the phone on and I'll hit record and I'll see, and we can play it back and we can figure out whether or not I'm a loud flosser.
I think next time what you should do is put like $50 in ones in your just have them in your like shorts or whatever you sleep in.
Okay. I sleep naked, Ted.
Oh, all right.
Ladies, you're welcome for that visual.
I'm about to put you on notice. But put like, just have $50 cash in one sitting somewhere in your bathroom while you're flossing.
Okay.
And when she goes, hey, you're a loud flosser, you just throw the cash at her and be like, my whole life, the way I floss.
I want to do that so bad. Right? I got to tape it. I got to film that. Just throwing $50 in one.
Just the way I floss.
You married this?
Yeah.
You don't like
floss
it?
It's a lifestyle, dog. We know this.
You're on notice if you don't
like you're on. Honey, you know what? You're on notice.
I feel like anyone who's listening to his podcast is going to at some point say that somebody's on notice. In fact, tweet us. Who's on notice in your world?
Yeah, start putting people on notice in your own life. You know what I want to see? I want to see like a cute, like 3 to 5 year old child just do something any kid would do, you know? And just, I just want to see a parent just look at him and go, you know what? You're on notice.
I wish I had a kid for this reason.
Right, because a kid would have no idea. Like, you should put Lulu on notice.
Lulu, you're on notice today. You know who's on notice since we're doing this?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know that in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, we got to make sure we get this done in a reasonable time because I got to get home and meet with the dryer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dryer guy, you're on notice.
Who gives a 2-hour window?
Everybody does now. I'm so sick of these 2-hour windows. And then, God forbid, like when they said, hey, okay, this is the windows. You either got the one, you could do 1 to 3 today. I'm like, well, I'm not sure if I could be there by 1. Can we do like 2 to 4? She's like, no, sorry, that's the only window. I'm like, all right, well, what about 3 to 6? Hopefully they'll be done before new originals practice. And she's like, no, the only thing that's available today is 1 to 3. Otherwise, you got to wait until next week.
Till next week.
And that's the second dryer repair person I called. The first one, I'd have to wait till November to get my dryer repaired. I'm like, are you telling me that?
How many dryers are broken in Puyallup?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's that busy in Puyallup? Like, is there an issue with everybody's dryer? Because ours makes a crazy squeaky sound sometimes, and it drives Lulu nuts. And then
like it rattles or just makes like a high-pitched sound?
It's like you turn it on and goes...
Ooh, that's going to be terrible.
Oh, it's so annoying. Usually after about 10, 15 minutes, it stops. But it's like, those 10 to 15 minutes drive Lulu crazy. Now that she's on notice, I shouldn't care.
Right. It's just punishment.
Yeah. I thought about just spraying WD-40 inside and hoping that it will seep into whatever it is that's making it squeak, but I think it's like a belt issue.
As somebody that knows nothing about fixing things, that seems like a reasonable thing.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, just spray it down with WD-40. It'll be fine. Huh. Yeah, 2-hour window's terrible.
I went on YouTube and like on the internet, and I'm like, maybe I can figure out how to fix it myself. Like, I'm like, these days, the internet could walk you through anything.
Oh, 100%.
I didn't have the attention span. I read it, and it made sense, but it said, like, there's, like, if that doesn't work, then do this. If that, and then there's, like, there's 6 options. Like, it was, like, plan A, plan B, C, D, E, and F. And I'm like, you know what? My luck, it'll take until I get to plan F, and I don't feel like doing that. So I'm just calling a guy. I'll drop the $150.
Well, the problem is, too, is like the guy's going to show up. I'm sure there's people listening to this. They would just hop back there like, no, yeah, man, here's what you got going wrong.
Right.
Like, screw something and be like, all right, you're good.
Unscrew the top, rattle a couple of things, and it's good to go.
How pissed are you going to be if he just sprays WD-40 in there?
I'll tell him to his face he's on notice. And I'm going to yelp that. I'm going to put it out there for everybody to know that this guy, Dryer Man Bob, on notice.
Steve the Yelper.
You know who's not on notice is our buddy Shawnee Mac. He's got Float Seattle. We talk about our experiences there.
Yeah,
although he might be on notice. You know, he's now branching out to other podcasts.
The thing is, man, these hoes ain't loyal. Shawnee will go on any show that'll have him.
That's right. I understand. He's got bills to pay.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Guy's trying to, you know, where I guess promote his brand and his
company. Yeah, he's selling a
company.
Lifestyle, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's got to get out there to everybody.
It's a whorish lifestyle.
I agree. But we love it. We love Shawnee.
Actually, we do, yeah.
We do love floating. And we did get a couple people messaging about their floating experience. And I've been holding this for a while, but I figured since we're talking about float, this is from our buddy Billy, one of the fine members of the Mega family.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Billy?
So he was listening when we were talking about the floating experience, and he wanted to comment about Steve's wife's issue with her mind getting antsy. Thanks for reminding me. You know what? My wife also on notice. He says, I've never done hallucinogenics or drugs of any kind, but when I was floating, I always was able to allow my mind to wander and explore itself. I like to be in control, but I feel that everybody needs to allow their mind time to recalibrate, and it's most likely
true for those that keep their minds too twisted up with trying to control everything. Hopefully Steve's wife is able to do that eventually, as it helps reduce stress, promotes emotional well-being, and eventually she'll be off notice. No, I added that part. I've also found that it helps me be less OCD, and it helps me see the benefits in a non-habit forming action. That's from Billy.
Nice.
Another person wrote, and this guy is Dylan. He Snapchatted me this, so I had to do a screenshot of that. He says, I had the weirdest thoughts in the float tank, too. When I would breathe in, I felt like my body was lifting out of a tank. And when I would exhale, I would float back down into the tank. It was insane. Felt so real. Love the megacast. Dylan, the panty villain.
Oh, the panty villain.
The panty villain, who won't be on notice.
Nah, we like Dylan.
And Billy.
Yeah, actually, Billy's cool, man. I've met him in a couple events. Yeah, I mean, that's the crazy thing. If you just let your mind go, like, it stops down and, like, gets to, a baseline, and then it starts reactivating at a higher line. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Like, originally with the float tanks, they thought you went in there, and your brain would just kind of, like almost flatline out. And there wouldn't be a ton of activity.
Just nothingness.
Right. And then what they realized was it does that for a few minutes, and then the activity jumps through the roof. Because it can tap into separate chambers that generally you can't get to because you're too stimulated from the outside world.
You won't allow you. I get it now. It's like,
right,
you almost have
lights,
to
lights, sounds, everything.
You have to just kind of level yourself out, and then all of a sudden, because you're not thinking, you're thinking, oh, my mind is just blank, it's opening up the doors for other stuff to come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear about the latest thing called brain yoga?
No.
I need to look it up on the internet. My buddy Kevin, who does a radio show in Florida, I've been talking to him a bunch about some certain things, like whether it be like alpha brain and different, like he's into the stuff that seems like that we find interesting too, different ways to get your brain stimulated. And I told him about the floating thing, and he's like, oh, I got to go find that. Well, he was talking about brain yoga, and I'm going to have to look it up, but I guess what you do, and it sounds ridiculous, so I don't know if it's somebody that's just come up with a crazy idea, but you reach, like, you take your left hand and you put it over and you grab the lobe, your earlobe of your right side.
All right.
And then you do the same with your right hand and you grab the earlobe of the right side. And then you're supposed to do like squats, like 15 to 20 of these. And I don't know how or why, but and I'll do more research for maybe next week's Megacast, but supposedly it's loosening things up in your brain and allowing you to think and get the most out of your brain's function than it was before. It sounds completely stupid, and if it was coming from anybody else, I think they were just effing with me, but this is a guy that's into doing these quote unquote new age type things to the brain hack.
All right.
So I don't know if anyone knows more about it and has done it. Apparently, if you do it for a long enough period of time, you start noticing some difference, but it takes a while. But you're supposed to do like 20 or so squats or 5 minutes worth of squats or something like that a day. And it's supposed to help your brain. It sounds completely stupid, but.
Or maybe we just put our brains on notice.
You know what? Kevin, also on notice until this works. And then you're off notice. All right, when we get back, maybe we'll talk about this crazy car dealer guy that decided to, he took the whipping and the nay-naying to a whole new level.
Nice.
All right, when the Megacast returns.
Hola, mi lleno is Grace. El Megacast will be back.
No juego conmigo, tú sabes, amigo, no Tony Montana, mi amigo, si kilos, mi caso, su caso, cuidado con el chico, tú quieres la placa, yo tengo perico.
Ya te dije, juego y fuego.
I am the God.
God, 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 God.
El Chapo.
Woo, 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 woo.
I am the God.
God, 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 God.
Soon.
Bigger and stronger than ever before.
Nightmare on Trump Street.
I'm really smart. I'm really rich.
Political dreams will be killed.
You know, he's doing very poorly in the polls.
Total lightweight.
One of the great sleazebags of our time.
Liars.
Slashing victims with his razor-sharp words.
Stupid.
Aren't smart. Massive incompetence.
Even Freddy Krueger is afraid of him.
He's weak and he's ineffective.
He's actually a negative force.
No good, rotten traitor.
Nightmare on Trump Street.
Not a leader.
What a stiff.
She's a slob.
What a stiff.
Very unattractive person.
person.
Now playing through November of 2016.
Yeah, I'm actually a nice person. I think I am a nice person. But actually, I am.
Thank God for girls. What about robot girls? Where's my song, Mother F***s? The Mega Cast is back.
All right. Weezer doing it up again.
Dude, I think it's somebody else I want to put on notice.
Uh-oh.
Cake donuts.
Cake donuts?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, because I had some really good donuts over the weekend. Uh-huh. I stopped in Everett, a place called Henry's. Phenomenal donut. But I realized, like, some places are famous for their cake donuts, but it's not as good as a light, airy, like, Vietnamese-style donut.
I'm stumped on what a cake donut looks like.
You know, like a cake donut's thicker, like Krispy Kreme is kind of like more of that Asian style, like light, fluffy, almost melts in
top
your mouth.
Top pot's more of a cake donut.
Right. And I like an old fashioned, don't get me wrong.
I was going to say, I love my top pot.
Yeah, I know. It's just two different donuts, man.
Yeah.
Like top pot, you have like two donuts and you're out.
But the nice thing is also that it stops you from eating a lot of donuts.
Steve, that is true.
Because the Krispy Kremes are so damn good, but it almost feels like you're just eating air.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like.
I know, dude.
Give me
so
six.
Good. I remember when Krispy Kreme first came out here into Washington and people are waiting in line, all that craziness. They came by when I worked at the end. They came by and dropped off a few dozens of those. I polished off a box by myself. 12 of them. No problem.
Yeah.
And then dude, I wondered why I was 280 pounds at one point.
Yeah. Some people ask me, like, you know, well, everybody, you know, like, I used to always make this joke. You know, the devil comes in many forms and this and that. If he came in one true form for me, it'd be the original Krispy Kreme donut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they're so hard to resist.
And even one, it's like, there's something that triggered, I don't know about you, I'm having a hard time with this because I'm trying to eat, like, I'm just stuck at one weight and I kind of want to just get a little bit less.
Yeah.
And I keep telling myself, okay, just eat a little bit less of whatever you're usually eating because I sometimes get a little crazy. Like with Krispy Kreme, they come in, someone drops off Krispy Kreme.
They're always
Kreme
dropping them off. I don't know if it's Krispy Kreme, if somebody's bringing them
it's
in.
Satan, man. It's definitely Satan.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was real good over the summer and I kind of plateaued in the fall, but it's just like, ah.
You have one and then you're like, what's one more? I'm already being bad.
Yeah, that's where my brain goes to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna be good today. Then it's like, no, I'm gonna have this, I'm gonna have that. And then the problem is once you start eating junk again, it's hard to reset back to just eating regular food.
It's so hard. Like yeah. I find myself for a while it was really good. Like I'd go play hockey on Thursdays and I'd go to the Subway and I'm like, and I'd get a 6-inch sub.
All right.
Well then slowly but surely I'd be like, that was a really good sweat though. I think screw it. I'll get a foot long.
Yeah.
And then it gets to, I don't really feel like getting out of my car. There's a Jack in the Box. There's also a Carl's. Man, how often do I get to enjoy a Carl's burger? And then I'm getting, and then it's, I mean, I could get the regular size fries, but well, I'll go large, sure.
Yeah.
It's a quick slippery slope.
It is. And the other thing, too, is like if I'm good 6 days a week, that last day is so much fun. Then you don't feel guilty about eating the crap.
I'm trying to get to the point where I'm like, you know what? Just barrel down and on weekdays you're on notice. You eat well.
You're on notice weekdays.
Right. Weekdays on notice. Weekends, let's go. All you can eat sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Black Bear or Menchie's, depending on which one my wife really wants. Well, she prefers the Menchie's. I like Black Bear because, okay, you know what? Menchie's, you're on notice.
All right. Why are they on notice?
Can you just at least keep the same damn flavors there every once in a while? They're constantly like throwing new things in there.
Do they keep the classics?
They keep the one, the tart.
I don't even know what a Munchies is.
Munchies is like a Froyo, frozen yogurt.
All right.
And so they get their main one, the original, but then they got good flavors, but I just love peanut butter flavored frozen yogurt.
It's what Steve wants.
It's what I need.
It's what he needs.
And you know what, Black Bear? They have what I need all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife doesn't like the toppings.
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of the Black Bear in general.
Yeah. So my wife, though, likes the men cheese for their toppings. And so it's always just like, one time I realized, I was like, I need to just stop sweating the small stuff. We go to Menchie's, even though I wanted to go to Black Bear, but she's like, come on, let's go to Menchie's. Maybe they'll have it. I'm like, fine. We go there, they got nothing good for me.
Tell me you just flip out.
I bitched. I was like, I don't like this. I don't like anything here. And she's like, I already filled my damn thing up, though. And I'm like, fine. I got, like, vanilla. And we went home, and I just kept complaining. And she's like, you know what? We're never going to Menchie's again. We're always going to go to Black Bear because you can't handle it. Well, I've eventually realized, okay, that's just stupid. I just got to have to deal with the cards that are handed to me.
I mean, is the topping game that strong at Menchie's?
It's just, it's better. It seems like they're fresher stuff in there. And she gets all the, she's a healthy Froyo person. I'm like, I fill that cup up, and I'm this guy. I fill it up, and then get, so I can get more room and fill it up.
Oh,
some more.
Nice. Yeah.
She puts like maybe like a couple swirls. There's all this extra room in her cup, and then tops it with a bunch of fruit. It's all nice and healthy. Mine is, I'm not even kidding you. Last time we went to Black Bear, it was just stacked with just the peanut butter flavor.
All right.
And then I used the toppings. I filled it up with a bunch of the peanut butter chips.
Nice.
And then topped it with the peanut butter sauce.
See, that's a lot of peanut butter.
It was amazing.
Man, you hate jelly.
They had a jelly sauce. I threw some jelly in there.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So, Menchie's are on notice.
Menchie's are on notice. Black Bear, you cool.
Yeah, well,
you cool.
In my eyes of my wife, Black Bear's on notice.
I wonder what people are going to put on notice in their lives.
Yeah, tweet us at the Megacast and just hashtag on notice, and then just put who you're on, or you can email us themegacast@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and also if you're putting a small child or an animal on notice, see if you can tweet out a picture of that.
Yeah. Clearly, if it's a small child, it should be your own.
Yeah. Nothing serious. Just put them on notice for fun stuff too. I should mention that.
Yeah. Let's not get weird, people.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have some fun. Clearly, I don't really have Menchie's on notice. I will eat there tonight if I have the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't, because I'll be here in Seattle. New Originals, who are now on notice because I'm not able to get Menchie's.
And I'm skipping a playoff game for New Originals.
That's right. Oh, is it Sounders tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, who are they? Are they playing LA?
LA.
Damn, if they could get past LA, what do you think?
It'd be nice to beat LA, Steve.
Okay, not even thinking about what happened, because they never seem to beat LA.
No, and LA, it hasn't been the greatest season, so let's just beat LA and take it from there.
Wouldn't that be funny if this is the year, after all the great years where they, like last year, dominant force, supporter shield.
Right, this the year they sneak in the playoffs and then make a run.
It's like the New York Giants winning the Super Bowl at 9-7.
Mm-hmm. David Tyree.
Yeah. Oh, we were all together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were over Castles.
Yep. That was awesome. We were even there. Weren't we all together also for the one at the Showbox when they beat the Patriots the other time?
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
There's a car dealer. I don't know about you, but I find great joy in watching the local car dealer commercials.
What about the Law Hawk?
Oh, the Law Hawk, in my opinion, should be his own television show.
That guy's awesome.
If you haven't seen the Law Hawk, it's this young guy. I expected it to be an older guy because of the name of it. He calls himself the Law Hawk. I just thought for sure.
Texas Law Hawk!
Yeah.
Right? Was he due process? Do wheelies.
That's right. And then he busts into that fake prison and gets up in the grill of the midget cop.
Yeah.
Oh, man. The Law Hawk is awesome.
Yeah, the Texas Law Hawk. Just look him up. His commercial's phenomenal.
It almost makes me say, you know what? I understand Better Call Saul has done very well for them, but it might be time just to scrap Saul and bring in the Law Hawk.
That's basically who he is.
Yeah. It's like the Kenny Powers of lawyers.
Yeah.
So I enjoy watching any locally made commercial.
All right.
Whether it be the Mattress Ranch guys or, you know,
it's Seattle for years, Vern Funk.
Vern Funk, may he rest in peace. Him and Pete Steele, never on notice.
Never.
No. So there's a car dealership in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, lovely Kansas. What is with Kansas? I met somebody last week from Kansas, and then I feel like Kansas, maybe just, you know, that's
because of the World Series.
Yeah, and I just noticed the word.
Yeah, so I think that they're on top of the brain, man. Not on notice.
And who do they hate? Missouri?
I would assume.
All right, Missouri, you're on notice.
All right, we're Team Kansas.
Yeah.
When it comes to this.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
So this guy's a car dealer guy. He's trying to be fun and irreverent. So he just decides to bust into the whip and the nay-nay dance.
All right.
And I'm sure if you go up online, just type in car dealer Kansas whip nay-nay or something along those lines. I'll try and throw it out there on our Twitter. He's dancing like, I don't even know if Tanch could help this guy in how to do the dance. Like
that
he's
bad.
Doing it like really aggressively. And the way he sings it is just damn funny. So here, I got it for you, Ted.
Oh, nice.
You ready?
Yeah.
All you got to do is get down to Priority Motorsports, 5817 East Kellogg, and pick out your whip so you can nay-nay. Pick out your whip so you can nay-nay. And do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg. Throw a little stanky leg, do the broken leg. Do the broken leg, do a little stanky leg. Do a little bit stanky leg. Come on, pick out your whip. So you can nay-nay, pick out your whip. So you can nay-nay. Priority Motorsports Transportation for every generation.
God damn. I mean, I understand the struggle because he's trying to sing it as he's doing it.
And he's going like, he's doing whip like, wham. Like just like, yeah. Like he's taking care of a couple cows aggressively.
Yeah, you can hear it. Yeah. Pick out your whip and you can nay-nay.
And his stanky leg's terrible. He looks like a character out of The Sopranos. He's like this heavy set, like looking slick back hair Italian dude.
Man, I was somebody the other day and somebody yelled whip and nay-nay and I did it and they were like, oh. I was like, well, we were talking about it.
Yeah, we're well aware of the dance moves.
You think a guy walking by is not going to do it? Get real.
So yeah, that guy is not on notice.
Now, local commercials are the best.
They're awesome.
Sometimes you can't notice when stuff screws up. I was watching, man, I want to say I was watching Ridiculousness or something. Ridiculousness? Rob Dyrdek's show?
Oh, the clip show? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of it, though.
Have you ever watched it?
Uh-uh.
It's hilarious.
Is it on MTV?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't remember the last time I ever watched the show on MTV.
If he wasn't on MTV, I probably would be the same exact way.
But I don't even know what channel it is.
Huh. We'll go find it.
Well, luckily, with the X1, I can now start typing MTV, and it'll pull it up.
He shows a lot more painful, but not as gross stuff as like Tosh does. Either way. Okay. Plus, I like Rob. But it's pretty funny. But then there was a commercial for Nitro Circus, and It was like at the something something arena. And I'm like, what arena is that? Like, I've never even heard of that one. Then I found out it was in Salt Lake City. So I was like, all right, somebody clearly ran the wrong commercial here in Seattle.
Right, because it's coming to like,
To go to Tacoma Dome.
Right, or like Showair or Xfinity Arena.
Right, yeah. And it wasn't one of those. And I'm like, did somebody change their name?
Like the Maple Valley Bar Arena.
Yeah, exactly. It was just crazy. But yeah, local commercials are always pretty solid.
The one that creeps me out, and I don't know anything about, when I always want to pop in there just because I love how it's all set up outside, like all these random weird looking animals, but it's the Mattress Ranch guy.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That older guy, man, he's just out there.
Yeah, the Mattress Ranch.
He's got the whole song.
And then your guy's buddy is a puppet now.
Who's my buddy?
The Car Pros guy.
I saw that last night, but I was half awake and I didn't know who it was.
It's like him as a puppet.
Ken Phillips is a puppet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Ken's awesome.
Right? Because he had the same demeanor and everything. Like, get on down here. Like, I'm going to hook you up with it. Because I think, I don't know. That guy's pimping. I always forget which car. Is he pimping Minis now? Coopers?
They got everything. Well, Jeeps.
Yeah. They got everything.
Yeah.
But right, it was like,
I go, they got everything. Jeeps.
Right. You got a Jeep. But I like that. You know what? Not Mini. What's the other little car?
Smart cars? No.
No. Remember the yellow one I was driving for a while that I rented? It's Fiats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's hilarious.
I think the puppet was...
a puppet?
Yeah.
I love it.
I know. I don't know if somebody was... I thought maybe you guys were on the inside because you work with him now.
Oh, you know, he's BJ's guy, man. I don't know anything.
I'll talk to BJ.
I'm out of the loop on this thing.
I just want to find out where he made the puppet.
I would love to get... We need... Oh, dude.
What if we did New Day Northwest, just hiding behind the couch and have our puppets answer?
What if we... take our podcast, like edit it down to like the best part. So like, you know, it'd be a 2-minute long podcast.
Right.
And have the puppets do it. Like, you know, like we like just basically here, but like it's a video podcast of us doing it, but it's the puppet speaking for us.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Imagine a puppet Steve like looking at that frozen yogurt and just being like, frozen yogurt, you're on notice.
And we can reenact stuff. You're right.
100%.
Go home and I see the dryer guy and it's the puppet guy just chirping in his ear. And
we're gonna have to make some crude puppets.
All right, so someone, if anyone knows how we can get these puppets made, I'm willing to pay
Yeah.
How much do you want to pay? How much do you want to budget for a puppet of yourself?
I mean, if it's like the Car Pros, that top line puppet, I'm thinking $100.
All right. Now, I'm about the same.
I mean, I'd like to work with like a $50, $60 puppet.
Yeah, I would much rather that.
I mean, granted, I'm going to have to check this puppet, see how it's made.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
If we're dropping, you know, three digits on this.
Yeah, exactly.
It better be high quality. I'll hit up our salespeople that know the Car Pros people, and I'm sure that will be the weirdest question they've ever asked. Like, hey, not checking up on deals, not checking up on the client. Just want to know, where'd you get the puppet made?
Yeah. What up with that puppet?
Is it local?
Can we get a puppet?
Can we get a hookup? I'll wear a Car Pro shirt.
Yeah. Yeah,
Puppet Steve will.
Puppet, yeah. Puppets, yeah.
Yeah.
Puppet Ted. Man, you could sell whatever you want on his chest.
Right. He's just like Shawnee Mac, just whoring himself out there, right?
Yeah, Puppet Ted, don't give up.
All right, we got to get out of here before we upset our friends.
Right. No, seriously, I'm dead serious. The puppet's awesome.
I would love a puppet.
That guy's commercials, we've been watching, from the first time we moved to town, it was just like, who is this guy? He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a puppet.
Yeah, those, Vern Funk, and there used to be that weird naked cowboy in the shower. Those are the commercials that always stick out to me.
Forgot about that guy.
Yeah.
The Mattress Ranch guy's definitely up there, too.
Yeah. All right, I got to stop.
All right, let's get out of here. Happy Halloween. She's in love with herself. Very sad.
She likes spooky. The dark.
Spooky. Do our 10 spooky style. Alright, Halloween. Quiet. You're on notice. Let's get 10.
The ready, 10? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now it's all Halloween.
9.
The moon is full. Will she trickle?
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter.
I bet she will.
Put somebody on notice.
Yeah. At the Megacast. Hey, don't forget to tweet us. Who's on notice? Hashtag on notice.
On notice.
We like doing these things because then it shows that people are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just fun.
We did get a couple of nominees for Who Was Drunker last week from the Absinthe episode.
Well, with that picture.
Steve won.
Yeah.
Yeah, that picture definitely helped my chances.
Yeah.
All right, Ted, this has been fun.
Yeah, man.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.